There's no sign of Victoria flattening its curve of coronavirus infections, but there is hope that today's new record of 532 new cases might be the peak. Another six people have died, five of them were aged care residents. More aged care workers are falling ill with the virus too. But workplace transmission in all sectors is worrying the Premier, Daniel Andrews. Samantha Donovan has the latest from Melbourne.
Victoria's health authorities had hoped that after nearly 3 weeks of lockdown in Melbourne and the Mitchell Shire, we'd be seeing the number of new cases fall. But instead, 532 is the state's new daily record. The Chief Health Officer, Brett Sutton, is hoping this will be the peak, but there are no guarantees.
It can take longer in a second wave. That certainly seems to be the case internationally. But you get to the other side, and we will get to the other side. Again, modelling with our effective reproduction number suggests that today should be the peak. Now, I'm not going to sit back and say today's the peak. We have to see what happens in coming days. But driving that effective reproduction number down below one is the thing that will start to see numbers drop. And as numbers drop, outbreaks drop. At the moment, I'm more concerned that we'll probably see a rise in numbers because the outbreaks are really volatile. In aged care settings, the numbers can increase very significantly in a very short period of time, even as community transmission might be coming down.
There are now nearly 700 active cases in the aged care sector, including residents and staff. The Premier, Daniel Andrews, says the number of infections is also going up overall because workers in all fields are continuing to go to work when they have symptoms.
No one, regardless of the job you do or where you do it, should be going to work if you've got even the mildest of symptoms. You should go and get tested. That is my request of you. If we need to support you in that, we will absolutely provide that financial support if that's the driving factor for you to continue to go and work and come into contact with people you work with, customers, patients, clients. People that you spend time with going to and from work. We will be out of this sooner if everyone who's got symptoms does not present to work but instead goes and gets tested and waits at home until they get the results of that test.
Away from aged care homes, the biggest outbreaks are in meatworks in Melbourne and in the town of Colac in the state's southwest. Mr Andrews isn't ruling out closing down those workplaces if numbers continue to rise.
If we were to continue to see outbreaks, if we were to continue to see people quite obviously attending work when they shouldn't be, then every option becomes on the table. You know, that's not the position at the moment. And they're not the only high-risk site. We shouldn't single them out. It's not just cool stores, meatworks, abattoirs. You know, next steps may well have to include closing a number of these industries if we continue to see people attending work.
Paul Conway is the Victorian Secretary of the Australasian Meat Industry Employees Union.
Our view is that jobs in the industry are vital and it's seen as an essential service. So we're trying to keep the industry vibrant and continuing to manufacture during this period.
Why do you think so many clusters are breaking out at meatworks?
My honest view is that most of the people that have contracted it have came from areas, perhaps hotspots already, and they've gone into the workplaces and then it's been transmittable in the workplace from social gatherings outside of work.
So what will the industry do now to make sure that those meatworks can stay open and the situation doesn't worsen?
One of the suggestions that I've made just recently is that we probably have to have a specialised unit within DHHS that is a go-to when an abattoir or a food manufacturing small goods develops anyone with a COVID-19 positive, that when you get in contact with DHHS that you get assigned a person and a case number that can give you definitive answers in a very timely manner on how to manage it.
The Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says it's too early to talk about closing down particular industries. Its Chief Executive, Paul Guerra.
I think in general we'd be concerned about any further tightening of any restrictions, but we also have to be realistic about the situation that we're in. We can't keep lockdown into stage three and see the virus spread at the rate that it is. So it's important that everybody does as good a job as they can at containing the virus. as it was said to me last week, you can see the people that truly care about business in this state, and they're the ones that are wearing a mask. Let's take that advice and let's all do our bit.
Paul Guerra is the Chief Executive of the Victorian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. Samantha Donovan with that report.